Hello and welcome to a special edition of As It Is. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. Today our program turns to the northeastern city of Boston, Massachusetts. The subject is terrorism and the trial of a suspected bomber. His name is Johar Tsarnaev. He is accused of terrorism and other crimes in connection with the deadly bombing at the Boston Marathon on April 15, 2013. His older brother, Tamerlan Tsarnaev, was also suspected in the attack. He was killed in an exchange of gunfire with police 4 days later. Court officials began questioning possible jurors for the trial on Monday. The jury selection process could take weeks. The Tsarnaevs are ethnic Chechens. The two brothers had lived with their family near Boston for more than 10 years. VOA reporters investigated their lives. And now, Jonathan Evans and Katie Weaver tell you what we found.
Both young men were considered loving and peaceful by the people around them. Just weeks before the bombing, Tamerlan Tsarnaev, his wife and daughter, visited another Chechen family in New Hampshire. Medina and Musa Kazimuradov had fled Chechnya in the early 2000s. They said that during the visit, Tamerlan seemed to enjoy playing with his little girl. Musa Kazimuradov told VOA, "We didn't talk about war or religion, nothing. He was happy. Maybe he had a double life or something, but he was playing with his child." But legal documents and reports from the Federal Bureau of Investigation suggest that he was plotting something destructive. At least twice before April 15th, Tamerlan had visited a Manchester firing range where people train to shoot guns. On March 20th, Johar Tsarnaev joined his brother at the firing range. Tamerlan had also traveled to the New Hampshire town of Seabrook to buy fireworks and gather gunpowder. Investigators say he stopped at a store called Phantom Fireworks. They say he left with 48 mortars and almost 4 kilograms of low explosive powder. The grand jury indictment says that Tamerlan went online around April 5th and ordered electronic parts that could be used to make bombs. The parts arrived at the Tsarnaev's apartment home by mail.
In recent years, some members of the Tsarnaev family had begun talking about their religious beliefs. The leader of the mosque they attended told VOA of 2 strange incidents during prayer services. Imam Feni said that in November of 2012, Tamerlan Tsarnaev stood up and interrupted a guest speaker. The speaker was talking about the importance of Muslims in America accepting public holidays like Thanksgiving. Tamerlan angrily told the gathering that the speaker was wrong. Imam Feni said a similar incident took place in January of 2013. He said Tamerlan again angrily interrupted a guest speaker. In January of 2012, Tamerlan had gone on a 6-month-long trip to Russia's North Caucasus area. He spent some of his time in Dagestan. The Russian newspaper, Novaya Gazeta, reported that Tamerlan had been in contact with 2 wanted militants during the visit. Novaya Gazeta reporter Irina Gordienko told VOA, "People in Dagestan told me he dressed strangely. His behavior was unusual. He wasn't very knowledgeable about Islam." The FBI questioned Tamerlan in 2011 at the request of Russian security officials. They had been watching his reported interactions with Chechen radical groups. An FBI statement says the Russians reported that Tamerlan was a follower of radical Islam.
Friends and family say Jokhar Tsarnaev acted differently than his older brother. Jokhar was seen as intelligent but quiet. Friends say he seemed to follow Tamerlan's lead. Jokhar's suspected involvement in the Boston Marathon bombing was even more of a shock. Friends and people who know him say Jokhar caused no concern to neighbors, friends, school, or law enforcement before April 15, 2013. A family friend said, "Jokhar kept to himself. He was smart. He made his own choices. He wasn't the center of attention. He was always off to the side."
Investigators say there were suggestions that Jokhar was exploring violent acts when he was a student at the University of Massachusetts. In the spring of 2013, he reportedly downloaded to his computer several books and documents that supported radical Islamist ideas. One was an article called "How to Make a Bomb in the Kitchen of Your Mom." Pressure cookers were used in the marathon bombing. After his arrest, investigators entered Jokhar's college dormitory room. They examined his computer and found a backpack containing fireworks that had been emptied of gunpowder. The night of April 15th, Jokhar sent a friend, the son of a Boston-area Chechen immigrant, a text message. It asked the friend if he was at the marathon and if he was okay.
On April 18th, as police widened their search for the bombers, the brothers reportedly shot and killed a police officer at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Hours later, as the hunt continued, Jokhar sent another text message to a college classmate saying, "If you want, you can go to my room and take what you want." In the early hours of April 19th, police shot and killed Tamerlan Tsarnaev in the community of Watertown, Massachusetts. Jokhar was wounded. He hid in a boat parked in a backyard driveway. Inside the boat, he wrote several messages, documents say. One reportedly reads, "The U.S. government is killing our innocent civilians. I can't stand to see such evil go unpunished. We Muslims are one body. You hurt one, you hurt us all. Now I don't like killing innocent people. It is forbidden in Islam. Stop killing our innocent people, and we will stop."
The trial in Boston will likely be closely followed by Americans. For some, it will be a simple hope for punishment of a bomber. For others, it might be a chance to learn why a well-liked, successful 19-year-old college student decided to launch a horrific attack at a beloved sporting event. Federal prosecutors have indicated they will seek the death sentence if Jokhar Tsarnaev is found guilty. His defense lawyers are expected to argue that he acted under the influence of his older brother and is less responsible for the act. The trial will renew pain for the victims of the bombing and for the Chechen refugees who have fled to the United States. Many of them dreamed of rebuilding their lives in peace. The Boston Marathon bombings destroyed that dream for many. I'm Katie Weaver with Jonathan Evans.